感谢主早晨保守我们在他恩典里。
We thank the Lord this morning that he kept us in his grace.
叫我们能够围绕在他饼杯面前来敬拜赞美他。
So that we can surround his table and praise him and worship him.
我实在是仰望那个日子主再回来的时候。
We truly look forward to the day until he returns.
我们就只剩下一个服事就是敬拜赞美我们。
That there will be only one service left, that is to worship him.
早上还有我们在等候主早上还有一些时间我们就愿意再来交通主的话语。
As we're waiting before the Lord, we still have time this morning to fellowship upon his words.
刚刚弟兄和我们交通到这首诗歌是一首非常美丽也非常重要的诗歌。
Earlier, our brother shared with us the hymn which is very beautiful and important to us.
因为它的中心就是神的话语。
Because it centers upon the word of God.
神的话语实在是对我们是何等的宝贵。
And how precious is the word of God to us.
何等的重要。
How important it is to us.
正如诗歌所告诉我们，它能够开我们眼睛，叫我们能够认识我们主的荣美。
It just that, like the hymn says, it can open our eyes so that we can see the beauty of our Lord.
它也能够叫我们心里头能够明白主对我们的爱。
And also it causes our heart to understand the love of God.
它也能够叫我们明白主的心意，叫我们能够与他同行。
And it causes us to understand his purpose.So that we can walk with him.
主的话语更能够在我们身上断开一切的锁链，叫我们能够自由的来敬拜，来侍奉他。
The word of the Lord can also break all fetters, so that it can set us free to worship him and to serve him.
所以早晨愿意从主耶稣所说的撒种的比喻，我们一同来思想我们对神话语的重要。
So this morning we want to study through the parable of the sower. We can learn how important.Is the word of God to us.
我们对主的话语所应该有的态度。
And also we can see what our attitude should be towards the word of God.
请打开圣经到马太福音第十三章。
Please turn your Bible to Matthew chapter 13.
请翻到马太福音新约圣经马太福音第十三章。
Please turn your Bible to New Testament, the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 13.
虽然大家对于这个比喻都非常熟悉，但是我们愿意再用一点时间把它读过一遍。
I know you're very familiar with this parable, but we want to spend some more time to read it through.
我们先从第三节读到第九节。
Let us read first from verse 3 to verse 9.
我想我先读过以后，请马丁弟兄再给我们用英文翻译。
I will read it through, and then we'll read it one more time in English.
马太福音十三章第三节，他就是主耶稣用比喻对他们。讲许多道理说有一个撒种的出去撒种撒的时候有落在路旁的飞鸟来吃尽了有落在土浅石头地上的土地不深发苗最快日头出来一晒因为没有根就枯干了有落在荆棘里的荆棘长起来把它挤住了又有落在好土里的就结实有一百倍的有六十倍的有三十倍的，有耳可听的就应当听。
Verse 3, and he, which is Lord Jesus, he spoke many things to them in parables, saying, Behold, the sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seeds fell beside the road, and the birds came and ate them up. Others fell on the rocky places, where they did not have much soil, and immediately they sprang up, because they had no depth of soil.But when the sun had risen, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. Others fell among the thorns, and the thorns came up and choked them out. And others fell on the good soil, and yielded a crop, some a hundredfold, some 60, some 30. He who has ears, let him hear.
我们在读同一章圣经，我们从十七节读到二十三节。
From the same chapter, let us read from verse 17 to 23.
这段是主耶稣亲自为这个撒种比喻的解释。
This is the Lord's explanation for the parable.
主耶稣说：“我实在告诉你们，从前有许多先知和义人，要看你们所看的，却没有看见；要听你们所听的，却没有听见。所以你们当听这撒种的比喻。”凡听见天国道理不明白的，那恶者就来，把所撒在他心里的夺了去。这就是撒在路旁的了。撒在石头地上的，就是人听得到，当下欢喜领受，只因心里没有根，不过是暂时的。极致为道遭了患难，或是受了逼迫，立刻就跌倒了。撒在荆棘里的， 就是人听了道，后来有世上的思虑、钱财的迷惑，把道挤住了，不能结实。撒在好地上的，就是人听到明白了，后来结实，有100倍的，有60倍的，有30倍的。
From verse 17, for truly I say to you that many prophets and righteous men desired to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it. Hear then the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what has been sown in his heart. This is the one on whom the seed was sown beside the road. The one on whom seed was sown on the rocky places, this is the man who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet he has no firm root in himself, but is only temporary. And when affliction or persecution arises because of the word, immediately he falls away. And the one on whom seed was sown among the thorns, this is the man who hears the word, and the worry of the world and the deceitfulness of the wealth choked the word, and it became unfruitful. And the one on whom seed was sown on the good soil, this is the man who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and brings forth some 100-fold, some 60, some 30.
最后请再翻开圣经到路加福音第八章。
And then please turn your Bible to the Gospel of Luke, chapters 8.
这里是路加记载主耶稣对同一个比喻的解释，它其中的内容有一点点补充和加强，所以我们愿意再来读这一段的圣经。
This is Luke recorded the same parable, the same parable of the Lord, but he added some details so that we can read it one more time.
路加福音第八章第十一节，我们读到第十五节。
We can read from chapter 8, verse 11 to verse 15.
这比喻乃是这样，种子就是神的道，那些在路旁的，就是人听的道，随后魔鬼来，从他们心里把道夺去，恐怕他们信了得救。那些在磐石上的，就是人听道，欢喜领受，但心中没有根，不过暂时相信，及至遇见试炼就退后了。那落在荆棘里的，就是人听了道，走开以后，被今生的思虑、钱财、厌乐挤住了，便结不出成熟的籽粒来。那落在好土里的，就是人听了道，持守在诚实善良的心里，并且忍耐着结实。
From verse 11, now the parable is this, the seed is the word of God. Those beside the road are those who have heard, then the devil comes and takes away the word from their heart, so that they will not believe and be saved. Those on the rocky soil are those who, when they hear, receive the word with joy. And these have no firm root, they believe for a while, and in time of temptation fall away. The seed which fell among the thorns, these are the ones who have heard, and as they go on their way, they are choked with the worries and riches and pleasures of this life, and brings no fruit to maturity. But the seed in the good soil, these are the ones who have heard the word in the honest and good heart, and hold it fast, and bear fruit with perseverance.
我们再一起祷告，仰望主的恩典。
Let us continue to pray to look up for his grace.
主，我们感谢你早晨与我们同在。
Lord, we thank you for your presence with us this morning.
主，是的，我们仰望你在为我们解开这生命的饼。
We do look up to you to break the bread of life for us.
借着圣灵解开这真理的话语。
And through your Holy Spirit, may you open up the word of life.
主，你的话说，我们的眼睛是有福的，我们的耳朵是有福的。
Lord, you did say that our eyes are blessed and our ears are blessed.
主，因为我们能够看见从前许多人所不能看见的。
Because we can see what many desired and cannot see.
主，今天我们从你话语能够听见从前许多人所没有听见。
And then we can hear from your words many people cannot hear before.
主，所以早晨我们还仰望你的恩典。
So this morning we look again to your grace.
再将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给我们。
You give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
叫我们能够真知道你。也能够明白你的话。
So that we can truly know you and to know your word.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. 我们知道马太福音乃是讲到天国的福音。
We know the gospel of Matthew is the gospel of the kingdom of heaven.
在马太福音13章这一章里头记载了主耶稣用7个比喻 来讲说天国的奥秘。
Jesus used seven parables in chapter 13 to explain the secrets or the mystery of the kingdom of heaven.
这七个比喻都是非常重要。
And these seven parables are very important.
但其中第一个这个撒种的比喻是最重要的。
But the most important is the first one, which is the parable of the sower.
它乃是让我们看见神话语的重要。
It causes us to see how important is the word of God.
我们看见神的话语乃是天国建立的根基。
As we see, the word of God is the foundation of the kingdom of heaven.
今天主的心意在地上要建立他的国度。
It is God's purpose to establish his kingdom here on earth.
这个心意的成就乃是借着神的话语。
And to accomplish this purpose, he uses his words.
不仅如此，我们基督徒的生活，我们的侍奉也都是以神的话语作为根基。
Not only this, our life and our service as Christians is based upon the word of God.
就是说我们基督徒的生活也好，我们一切的侍奉都是根据神的话语。
And this is to say that our life and everything we do in life should be based upon the word of God.
在诗篇第十一篇，神的话告诉我们，根基若毁坏，一人还能做什么呢？
In some 11, it says, if the foundation is destroyed, what can the righteous do?
我们知道神的话称这个人，这些蒙恩的人是义人。
We know, by the word of God that all those who are saved by grace are called righteous.
但是根基若毁坏了，义人也就不能做什么。
But if the foundation is destroyed, what can even the righteous do?
什么都不能做。
Nothing we can do.
乃是因为那根基毁坏了。
Because the foundation is destroyed.
今天我们基督徒也是一样。
Same thing as our Christians today.
我们蒙恩得救，因信被神称义。
We are saved by his grace. Because of our faith, we are called righteous.
但是如果根基毁坏了，我们也不能做什么。
But if our foundation is destroyed, then there is nothing we can do.
我们虽然得救，被神称义了。
Though we are saved, we are called righteous.
我们虽然在地上还有机会来生活。
And we still have time to live on this earth.
我们可能在教会里头也为主有许多的侍奉。
And we still have many services for the Lord at church.
但是根基如果毁坏了，我们的生活，我们的侍奉就不能为神成就他的心意。
But if the foundation is destroyed, then all of our life, all of our services cannot fulfill his purpose.
我们的根基若毁坏了，我们的生活也不能彰显主耶稣基督的见证。
If our foundation is destroyed, then our life cannot manifest the testimony of the Lord.
这我们的根基就是神的话语。
And this foundation is the word of God.
就是神的话语在我们身上的地位。
And it is the place of the word of God in us.
也就是神的话语在我们身上能不能实际的来成就神的心意。
Also, it tells whether the word of God can accomplish God's purpose in us.
这也是为什么在历世历代以来，神的仇敌魔鬼撒旦千方百计的要来毁坏我们的根基。
This is also why throughout generations, the enemy of God, Satan, tries all his schemes to destroy the foundation of God.
他要来毁坏神的话语。
He tries to destroy the word of God.
我们看见在士师记第六章记载了一段事情。
We see in Judges chapter 6, one event was recorded.
在那里我们看见神的百姓以色列，他们活在一个黑暗软弱的光景里。
It says the people of the Lord lived in sin and lived in weakness.
那是因为他们离弃了神的话语。
Because they have forsaken the word of God.
在那里以色列人受到他们邻居那米甸人的压制。
And they were persecuted by their neighbor, the Midian.
每一次当以色列人他们在那里撒种之后，
Whenever they sowed,
就有米甸人，还有亚玛力人，还有东方的仇敌呢，就上来攻打他们。
Whenever they sowed the seed, the Midians and the Amalekites and the sons of the east will come up against them.
毁坏他们的土产。
They will camp against them and destroy all the produce of the land.
他们在那里呢，没有给以色列人留下那些粮食。
And they did not leave any food for the Israelites.
他们牛羊驴也都被掳去了。
And all their cattle and donkeys are taken away.
所以我们看见神的百姓以色列人因着米甸仇敌米甸的缘故呢，他们就极其的穷乏。
And it was said that the Israelites were made very low because of their enemy, the Midians.
他们就呼求耶和华来兴起士师来拯救他们。
So they cried to the Lord so that the Lord can raise up a judge to save them.
所以我们看见神的话语是我们属灵生命的粮食。
We see that the word of God is the bread of life in our spiritual life.
当仇敌从以色列手中把他们的种子、把他们的粮食夺去之后
，When the enemy takes away the food from the spiritual food from our life，
我们看见神的百姓以色列人，他们就穷乏、就软弱。
And we see the Israelites were made very low into poverty。
他们也不能来抵挡他们的仇敌。
And they were made weak so that they cannot resist the enemy。
同样，当仇敌从我们心中把神的话语夺去了
，In the same way, if the enemy snatches the word of God from our heart。
我们的属灵的光景、属灵的情形，也就会穷乏，也就会软弱。
Then our spiritual life, our spiritual condition will be made low, will become into poverty.
这是我们今天基督徒，我们每天所经历的一个情形。
And this is the same thing we experience every day.
我们看见，当神的教会后来成为在地上成为天主教。
And we see the church after it had fallen into Catholicism.
我们看见当他们离开神的话语
And they had departed from the word of God.
当神的话语好像是被人用铁链锁住一样
As if the word of God was chained up by a fetter.
在天主教的那段时间神的儿女们他们不能够自由的能够来拿到圣经能够自由的来读神的话语
During that generation, the people of God cannot freely take the word of God, take the Bible and read the word of God themselves.
我们看见那一段的时期可以说是教会历史当中最黑暗的一段时期。
And we see that it's the darkest time in church history.
那时候不仅天主教的一些人他们所做的一些事情是违背神是得罪神的。
Not only the church at the time did many things against the will of God.
我们发现在那段时间当中天主教所逼迫的基督徒他们所杀害的神的儿女比当时地上的政权还要更加的多更加的残忍
But we see that the church has persecuted more Christians they have killed more children of God than the governments of this world
我们看见这一切的错误这一切的黑暗都是因为神的话语被撒旦给破坏了
We see all these errors and all the darkness was committed because the word of God was destroyed by Satan
都是因为仇敌的计谋以至于神的儿女们不能够自由的来读神的话语。
By the schemes of the enemy, the people of God cannot read the word of God freely.
神的儿女们不能够从神的话语得着供应，得着亮光，得着力量。
And God's people cannot be supplied through the word of God and receive light and receive sustenance.
我们看见主的见证完全在地上被破坏。
So the testimony of the Lord was completely destroyed.
神的心意也受到拦阻，不能够继续的往前。
And the will of God was also resisted, so he cannot move forward.
直到神兴起了马丁路德
Until the Lord raised up Martin Luther.
马丁路德在当时因为是一个神职人员
Because he was a minister in the Lord.
他原本也是落在那宗教的黑暗和捆绑当中
He was also fallen into the bondage of the religion.
但是因着他有机会能够来接触神的话语
But because he had a chance to read the God's word,
the word of God. 因着神的怜悯，有一天神的话语解开了，向他发出亮光。
By God's mercy, one day, the word of God suddenly came alive and shined light into his heart.
因此，马丁路德看见天主教中许多的错误，许多黑暗。
He started to see all the errors and darkness in the religious world.
所以，神就借着马丁路德把教会从这天主教的黑暗里头给带了出来。
So through him, God has delivered the church from Catholicism.
神借着马丁路德所做了一件非常重要的事情。
And there was one most important thing that God has done through Martin Luther.
就是借着他来恢复神的话语。
That through him, the word of God was restored.
就是让神的话语能够神的儿女们能够接触神的话语。
That all people of God can receive the word of God freely.
这里有一段小故事。
And there was a small story.
就当马丁路德为了神的话语在许多抵挡的那个宗教和政治势力面前他站住了
When Martin Luther was standing up against all the religious powers and authorities
他经过许多的威胁经过一次又一次那公大会的审判
And he was threatened and judged in front of great congregations time and time again
甚至当时的皇帝定义要来逼迫他
Even the emperors made up their mind to persecute him
下旨不许任何的人提供马丁路德任何的食物任何的水
they had decreed for, he had decreed for anyone, or he had decreed against for anyone to deliver food or water for Martin Luther.
甚至下令任何人看见马丁路德都要把他抓到来交给皇帝。
And if anyone sees Martin Luther in the street, they have the authority to arrest him and deliver him up to the courts.
结果在一次公会的审判之后，马丁路德在回去的路上呢，他就被一些蒙面的人给抓了。
So after one judgment before the congregation, he on the way home, he was captured and arrested.
这些人抓他不是要残害他。
And these people captured him not to persecute him.
乃是保护他。
They wanted to protect him.
他们就把他关在一个地方，隐秘的地方。
So they took him away and locked him up at a secret place.
保护他的安全。
And kept him in safety.
他不能接触外面的人，外面的人也不能接触他。
And he lost touch with all the outside world, and outside world cannot find him either.
就在那一段的时间里头，神借着马丁路德把神的话语从拉丁文能够翻译成当时他们所熟悉的德文。
And during that time, Martin Luther had a chance to translate the word of God from Latin to German that most people speak.
当马丁路德把一卷一卷的书能够翻译成德文之后，他们就有人把它分送到各地神的儿女们当中。
As Martin Luther translated the word, people can distribute the copies to different locations.
最后我们看见就借着神的话语，神在儿女们当中来复兴他的教会。
At the end, we see through the word of God, God was able to restore his church.
所以我们看见神的话语实在是儿女们脚前的灯，路上的光。
So we see that the word of God is truly the light before our feet and the lamp on our path.
所以当神的儿女如果失去了神的话语，我们就落在黑暗的里头。
So as children of God, if we lose his word, then we'll fall into darkness.
弟兄姐妹，今天神的话语对我们蒙恩的儿女们而言也是那样的非常的重要。
Brothers and sisters, for us who are saved by His grace, His word is so important to us.
因为我们每天的生活还有我们的侍奉都必须根据神的话语。
Because our daily life and our daily service must be based upon His words.
今天我们所蒙的恩典是何等的大。
And we have received so great a grace.
在从前教会历史当中，曾经有多少弟兄姐妹为着能够读神的话语，为着这本圣经，他们付上了生命的代价。
Throughout history, so many children of God, just to be able to lay hold of the Bible, to read the Bible themselves, they have paid the price of their life.
包括在上一世纪文化大革命期间。
Even for the past century, during the Cultural Revolution in China.
我们看见神的话语完全的被烧毁。
And all the word of God was burned up.
但许多弟兄姐妹，他们能够在监狱、在劳改营中靠着他们心里面所存记神的话语来在那里持守主的见证。
But many brothers and sisters, they try their best to memorize God's word so that they can keep the word in their heart even in prison in reformation camps.
反观今天，我相信在弟兄姐妹每个人的家里头都不止一本的圣经。
And I look back to today, I trust that there are more than one copies of the Bible at each household.
透过电脑上 internet,你可以接触到各式各样的圣经。
And through the internet, you can find many versions of the Bible.
现在更先进，透过这个iPhone, 透过 iPad, 透过这些电话，你随时可以读主的话语。
And even more advanced today, you have iPhones and smartphones and iPad. You can read the Word of God from all different sources.
弟兄姐妹，对几百年前的弟兄姐妹而言，我们这是何等的恩典。
For the comparing with the saints,From a couple hundred years ago, this is such a grace.
今天我们能够这样自由的、毫无受拦阻的，能够来接触神的话语。
We can read the word of God so freely without any resistance.
我们看见，在我们每个礼拜五晚上，我们聚会当中，我们和弟兄姐妹一同的来读神的话语。
We see every Friday night, we come to the congregation and read the word of God with all the brothers and sisters.
借着连长弟兄提醒之后，我每礼拜五开车到我们教会的停车场，看到满满的都是车子，心里面实在是满的感谢。
Our brother reminded me one time. So every time I come to Friday night, I see the parking lot full of cars. My heart is filled with thanksgiving.
看到今天神的儿女们还这样子来爱慕神的话语，这是何等的可贵。
It is so precious to see the children of God love the word of God and to come. They desire to come and study the word of God.
弟兄姐妹，我们实在是活在一个极大的恩典里头。
Truly, we live in so great a grace.
但是我们今天有我们今天的问题。
But today we also have our problem.
因为仇敌仍然在那里，不甘心 让神的儿女们能够来从神的话语里头得着力量，得着供应。
Because the enemy has not given up. He tried all his best to prevent us from receive life, to receive sustenance from his word.
这是今天我们早晨愿意借着撒种的比喻，我们来认识仇敌的计谋。
That's why this morning through the parable of the sower, we want to learn the schemes of the enemy.
也让我们知道我们如何来领受神的话语。
So that we can also know how to receive God's word.
这撒种比喻当中，我们知道所撒的种子就是神的道。
And from the parable, we know that the seed that is being sown is the word of God.
当然中文啊，英文翻译是一致的，中文翻译神的道，也就是神的话。
And in Chinese, sometimes it's translated to the way of the Lord, which is also the word of the Lord.
而这撒种的人就是主耶稣的自己。
And the sower is Christ Jesus himself.
那这个种子所撒到的地方呢，就是我们的心田。
And the seeds are being sown into the field of our heart.
那这撒种的目的呢，撒种的人呢，把这种子撒出去以后呢，他心中有一个目的。
The sower has a purpose as he sows the seeds.
他就是盼望这些种子呢，他能够在地上能够结出许多的成熟的果实。
He desires for these seeds to bear fruits in maturity.
能够结出那100倍、60倍、30倍的果实。
That they can yield a crop hundredfold, some 60, some 30.
所以在这个比喻当中，我们看见撒种的人是同一位。
So we see that the sower is the same.
我们看见所撒出去的种子也是一样的，就是神的话。
And the seeds being sown is also the same, which is the word of God.
但是我们看见它的结果却是截然的不同。
But we see that it yielded very different results.
它的原因乃是那个土、那个田不一样。
And the reason being the soil, the field is different.
也就是我们的心对于神的话语的态度是不同的。
Which means our heart, our attitude towards God's words are different.
好，我们先看这第一种情形，乃是讲到那种子就落在路旁的。
So we see the first condition, the seed fell beside the road.
然后一下子呢就被飞鸟给吃。
And the birds came and ate them up.
我们知道这飞鸟就是讲到仇敌。
And we see the birds talks about the enemy.
就是当神的话落到我们心里头，如果它是落在路旁的情形的话呢，那仇敌魔鬼呢一下就把那个神的话呢就给夺走了。
So if the word of God fell by beside the road, on the roadside in our hearts, then the enemy can easily come and snatch it away.
那种子撒在路旁是什么意思呢？
What does it mean that the seed fell beside the road?
就讲到我们读神的话语，或者我们听神的话语的时候，就像今天早晨弟兄姐妹在这里，我们一同的来听，来读神的话语。
It means as we listen and as we read the word of God, just like right now we're listening before the Lord.
但是我们的心态呢，是心不在焉。
But our heart are not here.
心不在焉就是啊，我们虽然在耳朵在听神的道、神的话，但是呢，我们心里头呢，却想了很多其他世上的事情。
Which means, even though our ears are listening to the word of God, but in our heart there are many thoughts.
就是说，弟兄姐妹，虽然我们人坐在这里
，even though we're sitting here，
但是我们的心可能现在正在想着我们的工作
，but our heart might be thinking about our work，
想着我们孩子的学习
，could be thinking about the study of our children，
想着我们的健康。
Thinking about our own health.
想着我们的储蓄。
Thinking about all the work we need to do.
想着我们家里面许许多多的事情。
And all the chores at home.
所以我们对于所听见主的话语呢，就有一个不关心、不紧要的态度。
So our heart become careless and became very casual towards God's word.
我们听是听见了，但是却不明白。
Though we did hear, we did not understand. When God's word fell into our heart, it's just like the seed fall beside the road.
就被人践踏。
And it will be trampled upon.
仇敌一下子就把神的话就从我们心里头给夺去了。
And the enemy can quickly come and snatch the word away.
当我们读到使徒行传，我们看见使徒保罗多次的去巡回布道。
We see in the book of Acts, Apostle Paul went to many places to preach the gospel.
我们看见他经过许多地方，在那里传神的道。
We see he passed through many places to preach the word of God.
他遭遇许多的抵挡，甚至于许多的逼迫。
In many places that resisted him, that even persecuted him.
但是我们看见神的话却能够在那样大征战当中呢，能够被传扬开来。
But through such a great warfare, we saw the word of God being spreaded.
叫人能够信服神的话。
And many believed the word of God.
能够蒙恩得救。
And many were saved.
可是当我们看见保罗来到雅典的时候
But when Paul came to Athens,
在那里没有抵挡也没有逼迫
There was no resistance, there was no persecution.
保罗能够自由传神的话
He could preach the word freely.
但是我们看见他的结果呢在那里却是很少人能够领受神的话而信主
Yet the result was that very few believed the word of God and were saved.
在使徒行传17章我们看见那个原因
We see the reason in Acts chapter 17.
乃是在雅典那里的人他们就把神把保罗所传神的话呢就当作新闻说说听听
Because the people of Athens treated the word of God as just another piece of news
因为我们知道在雅典那里呢在当时呢有许许多多的那个各式各样的属世的哲学思想
Because we know that at that time in Athens there were many philosophies and the secular theoriesThat people were talking about.
也可以说是当时的一个新闻中心。
And it was the center of all media.
不像今天我们很方便，我们无论在哪里呢，都可以随时随地24小时可以接触到新闻。
It was unlike today where we can know and hear the news 24/7 wherever you are.
在当时，如果你要知道各式各样的新闻，可能到雅典去啊，是最容易听到的。
But at that time, if you want to know the latest news, the best way is to go to Athens and you
will
hear about everything.
他们听到许许多多的这个属世的各式各样的事情。
So the people of Athens has heard all different kinds of sayings and philosophies of the world.
所以当他们听见神的话语，保罗所传神的话语的时候
，and when they heard the word of God, which was preached by Paul,
这些话在他们心里头就像那种子落在路旁一样。
All these words were just like seeds fell beside the road.
他们就说说听听，当做新闻说说听听就是
了。They talked about it and they heard it and they passed it around.
结果仇敌撒旦很容易的就把他们心中所听见神的道给夺去。
And the enemy very easily snatched the word away.
以至于不能在他们身上结出神话语的果实。
So that there is no fruit that can be bear in their heart.
我想我们不少弟兄姐妹我们都有这样的一个经历
And I know we all have similar experiences
就是呢我们今天呢我们知道我们很容易可以借着上网呢就可以接触到神的话语
Because today it's very easy for us to go on the internet and read the Bible
为了这个科技我们感谢神因为我们可以读到各种的不同语言的翻译能够更准确的能够来认识神的话
We thank the Lord for all these technology because we can compare different versions and different translationsAnd to know his word very more accurately.
那我们原先上网想读一些主的话语。
But at first we want to go on the internet and read God's word.
就一不小心呢就岔出去了。
But very carelessly we are distracted.
就读了一篇新闻。
It's very easy for us to be distracted and start reading news.
读了一篇小说或是一些文章。
Or to read some articles.
结果呢读着读着一晃神过来呢两三个小时过去了。
Before you knew it, 2-3 hours has passed.
然后匆匆忙忙的。把那个原本该读的圣经呢赶快读一遍
So then you go back very quickly and read through the scriptures that you're supposed to read
那你问他读了什么呢
But if I ask him what have you read
一点也不记得
And they don't remember anything
所以弟兄姐妹今天神虽然给我们有一个很好的工具让我们能够来读他的话语
so Even though the Lord has given us great tools so that we can use to read his words
我们许多人手上有 iPhone, 有 iPad, 有 smartphone, 各式各样的工具。
Even many of us have iPhone or iPad or all different other tools.
所以当你去看医生的时候在那里等的时候
Even as you go to a doctor's appointment,
你很容易就可以拿起你的 iPhone 呢可以读主的话语。
You can pick up your iPhone and read in the waiting room very easily.
我不晓得大家是不是这样子来使用你手中的 iPhone。
I don't know if that's the way you use your iPhone.
还是你一有机会五分钟十分钟的时间呢就拿起你的 iPhone。
Or is it every 5 or 10 minutes you have?
就可以上那个脸书啊，看好多好多的脸。
Or is it that you will just immediately log on to Facebook and see many faces?
每五秒钟、十秒钟都有 update.
And every 5-10 seconds, there will be an update.
因为我们每天，如果我们不能够珍惜那样的时间来读主的话语，来亲近主。
If we cannot treasure such even small times to draw near to the Lord and read His words.
相反的，如果我们利用那各式各样的时间，一点的时间呢，我们接触许许多多这世上的许多的事情。
And the opposite, if we use those little trivial times to receive all the informations and the news of the world,
弟兄姐妹，不仅那个时间，那个宝贵的时间给浪费了。
Then not only we wasted those time,
我渐渐的发现，这些的接触，这些世上的人事物，这些思想的东西，在我们心里头，会叫神的话语在我们心里面会成为那。落在路旁的种子。
But I realized that all these other contacts with many of the things of the world will cause the word of God to become seeds that fell upon the roadside.
所以求主帮助我们,
May the Lord truly help us
我们能够爱惜我们的光阴,
so that we can treasure the time,
我们能够渴慕主的话语,
so that we can desire after His words.
既然主已经把这些很好的工具给了我们,
the Lord has already given us all the good tools.
我们可能在开车的时间当中,
even when we're driving,
我们在等候的时间当中,
when we're waiting,
我们能够来思想主的话语,
let us meditate on His words.
我们看见大卫之所以能够成为一个合神心意的人,
we see King David, the reason he could be a man after God's own heart.
我想一个很主要的原因, 乃是因为他渴慕神的话语,
one main reason was that he panted after God's words.
他在那里昼夜的思想神的话语,
and he meditated upon it day and night.
叫他能够明白从神的话语当中能够明白神的心意,
so that he can understand God's heart from the word of God.
叫他能够照着神的话语来成就神的事,
so that according to God's word, he can accomplish his will.
所以这是种子撒在路旁的情形,
so this is how the seeds were fallen beside the road.
我们如果对神的话语的态度是, 漠不关心的话, if we, 那种子就会落在路旁。
If we have a careless attitude, then the seed will fall beside the road.
第二种情形乃是那种子呢, 就落在土浅石头地里。
The second condition was that the seed fell on the rocky places.
我们看见啊, 这个土浅石头地呢, 这个种子落下去呢, 它很快就发芽了。
We see as soon as the seed fell upon the rocky places, it sprouted.
因为它的土了很浅,
because the soil was very shallow.
但在浅浅的土底下呢, 乃是那刚硬的石头。
Underneath the shallow layer of soil is just hard rocks.
这个种子虽然发了芽, 但是呢, 很快就枯干了。
Even though it sprouted very quickly, but it also withered very quickly.
就当人遇见了一些患难或是逼迫的时候, 你发现神的话在人的心里头, 它不能够扎根。
When tribulations or persecutions come, you realize the word of God cannot take root in God, in man's heart.
所以这样的情形呢, 很容易就离开了神的话语。
So very quickly, man will depart from God's words.
就话语也不能够长大, 不能结实。
And this word cannot grow up into maturity and bear fruit.
这里土浅石头地这个石头的是讲到什么意思呢?
So what does it mean that it fell on rocky places?
来讲到我们人心的刚硬。
It means our heart is hard.
我们的心刚硬有两个主要的原因。
There are two reasons that causes our heart to be hard.
第一就是我们里头有隐藏的罪。
First, there are hidden sins.
我们里头有那长久辖制我们的罪。
And there are sins that binds us for a long time.
是长时间在我们心里头, 我们没有在神的面前好好对付的罪。
And it is those are the sins that we have not dealt with before the Lord.
虽然圣灵在里头来光照, 来感动我们。
Perhaps the Holy Spirit have enlightened us and moved us.
但是我们一次又一次消灭圣灵的感动。
But again and again, we have rejected His moving.
虽然我们的良心在我们灵里头来提醒我们,
though our conscience reminds us in our spirit,
叫我们良心不安,
It causes us to be unrest.
但是我们却消灭那良心在我们里头的感动。
But we try to ignore the moving of the conscience within us.
结果到一个地步呢, 我们良心好像没有感觉了。
To a point that we don't even have feelings with our conscience anymore.
这个罪深藏在我们的心里头。
And that this sin is hidden so deep in our heart.
但是我们良心好像也没有不安的感觉。
And our conscience no longer feels any uncomfort.
弟兄姐妹,我们灵里面的良心,它会有时候会好像睡着了。
Sometimes we feel that our conscience has fallen asleep.
但是我们良心是不会消失,不会死的。
But we know our conscience will not die.
所以什么时候良心在里头又提醒我们这个关于这个罪的时候,
so after a while, our conscience will again remind us about our sins.
我们里头仍然有那不安的感觉。
Then there will be a discomfort again.
如果我们这样子, 来消灭良心的感动,
but if we diminish the moving and the reminding of the Holy Spirit,
渐渐我们的心田就变硬了,
then our heart will become hard.
就硬得像石头一样,
it will be hardened like a rock.
让这种情形, 神的话落在我们心里,
and at that time, when the word of God fall into our heart,
就像那种子落在土浅石头地上,
it will be like it fell upon the rocky places.
有时候我们的感觉, 我们的魂里头好像也被主的话激励, 被主的话, 眺望起来。
Sometimes in our soul, there is emotions that's moved and that's fanned up by God's word.
但是因着心里面这个罪，叫我们的心变成刚硬，所以神的话就不能在我们里头，不能够向下扎根。
But because of there is still sin in our hearts, then the word of God cannot take root downward.
这些话语也不能在我们身上结出叫神喜悦的果实来。
Then the word of God cannot cause fruit to be yielded.
所以在以赛亚书62章那里，先知告诉我们说，要预备百姓的路，要修筑大路，剪去石头。
So in Isaiah chapter 62, it says, prepare the way for the people to build up the highway and remove the stones.
兄弟们，我觉得这是对我们今天基督徒而言很严肃的一件事。
And it is a very serious matter for us Christians.
如果在我们心里头有着许久累积下来的那个罪恶在神的面前，
If there is any sin in our heart that hasn't been dealt for a long time,
它可能已经在使我们的心田已经成为像石头一样的刚硬。
Perhaps it has already caused our heart to become rocky places.
虽然我们可能每天读主的话语，
Even though we might read God's word every day,
虽然我们礼拜五一同的来查考主的话语，
Even though every Friday you come to study God's word,
虽然我们主日也来听主的话语，
And on Sundays we'll come to listen to God's word,
但是神的话语在我们心里面却不能结实。
But his word cannot bear fruit in us.
弟兄姐妹，我们必须要诚实的来到神的面前。
We have to come before God honestly.
来对付隐藏在我们心中许久的罪恶。
To deal with all these hidden sins in our heart.
这些的罪恶，可能你的孩子不知道。
Perhaps these sins were not known by your children.
可能我们的配偶不知道。
Perhaps your spouse don't even know about
these sins. 可能与我们一同服侍的弟兄姐妹不知道。
And the brothers and sisters that serve with you do not know about these sins.
但这些的罪恶在神的面前却是赤露敞开的。
But these were laid bare before the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，我们心中所隐藏的罪恶，神每一个都知道。
And God knows every single sin in our heart.
所以盼望我们能够简单诚实的来到神的面前。
Let us come before the Lord with simplicity, with honesty.
我们能够认真的来对付他。
So that we can deal with everyone with seriousness.
我们靠着我们主耶稣基督宝血的功效。
By the efficacy of the precious blood of Christ.
让我们能够在神的面前有一颗清洁无愧的良心。
So that we can have a clear conscience before the Lord.
好叫我们心田能够成为那个好土。
That our heart can be a good field, good soil.
弟兄姐妹，我们要除去我们心中的石头。
We need to remove the stones from our heart.
我们要对付那隐藏已久的罪恶。
To deal with all the hidden sins.
另一个叫我们心刚硬的，乃是我们的己。
There is another cause for our heart to be hardened.
这是我们比较熟悉的。
Which is ourselves, and we're very, very familiar with ourselves.
我们也常常在讲这件事。
And we talk about this very often.
我们的天然的人是非常刚硬的。
Our natural self is very hard.
就连我们读主的话语，我们听主的话语，我们仍然是非常刚硬。
Even when we read God's word and to listen to God's word, our natural self is very hard.
很多时候我们读主的话语，我们乃是根据我们自己天然的思想，天然的感觉来领受。
Very often as we read God's word, we receive it according to our own natural feeling and thinking.
当我们读到一段主的话语，或者听到一篇主的话语的时候，
When we read some passage in the Bible, or we listen to some message,
我们觉得呢，合我们的意的呢，我们当下就欢喜领受。
And if it's something that we that's according to our own desire, then we receive it with joy.
我们听了觉得太有道理了。
After we listen, we thought that's so true.
那主的话说，妻子要顺服丈夫。
And the word of God says the wife should submit to the husband.
哎呀，我们听了。振振有词。
That's absolutely right.
我们正听了在那里觉得阿们。
And we will say, we'll echo amen in our heart.
我们在那里替别人听神的话。
And we listen to God's word for others.
我们根据我们自己的喜好。
According to our own like,
根据我们自己的利益来领受神的话。
According to our own benefit, we try to receive God's words.
我们看见当我们这样来领受主的话语，就像那土浅石头地一样。
But when we receive God's word like this, it will be like the rocky places.
主的话语进到我们心里头，它不能够扎根。
His word will enter into our heart, but cannot take root.
因为那个话并不是主的意思。
Because that's not the purpose of the Lord.
主的话语乃是说，丈夫要爱你的妻子。
But the word of God says in His purpose that the husband should love your wife.
所以我们看见我们的天然的己，当我们来听神的话语的时候呢？是那样的刚硬。
But our own natural self is so hardened before the Lord.
我们都是按着我们天然人的想法来理解神的话语。
We only receive it and understand it according to our own thoughts.
以至于我们虽然读神的话语，虽然听神的话语，但这些话进到我们心里头就被顶回去。
So that even though we listen to His word and we receive His word, but this word will be rejected by ourselves.
而不是神的话语在我们心里头来扎我们的心，来向下扎根。
And rather, we need the word of God to pierce our heart and to take root deep down.
所以当我们遇见患难和逼迫的时候，我们就退后，就跌倒了。
Otherwise, when persecution and tribulations come, we'll fall back and stumble.
我就说一个例子，最近啊碰到一个年轻的弟兄。
I'll give you an example. I met a young brother recently.
他刚信主不久。
He just believed the Lord.
他也读了一些主的话语。
And he has read some word from the Bible.
一方面呢，在这位年轻弟兄心中呢，有一个隐藏已久的罪恶，他没有对付。
On one hand, there were some hidden sins in his heart that he hasn't dealt with.
我们知道弟兄他也非常的挣扎
And we know he's been struggling.
但他觉得他没有办法将这个罪呢能够对付
But he, and, he, but, and he felt that he cannot deal with the sin.
所以他仍然就活在那个罪的里头
So he still lived in the sin.
我们知道他的心田自然对主的话语是刚硬
And naturally his heart becomes hardened towards God's word.
但最近呢碰到另外一件事情
And another thing happened in his life.
就是呢他要想要跟另外一个女孩子结婚
And he wanted to marry a young lady.
那女孩也是主里的姐妹
And she is also a sister in the Lord.
那弟兄呢跟姐妹之间呢就产生一些冲突
And there were conflicts between them.
那弟兄呢的确读了一些主的话语。
Truly, the brother has read some words from the Bible.
他就说那圣经以弗所书不是说了吗
?So, didn't the book of Ephesians say?
说妻子要顺服丈夫。
That wives should submit to your husband.
这是主的话。
He said, these are the word of the Lord.
他讲得振振有词。
And he was saying as if he has all the right.
那我就跟他讲了。
And I did tell him.
我说那句话呢是给妻子说的。
And that's spoken to the wife.
我说呢神的话给丈夫说了什么呢
What did God say to the husband?
还是说丈夫要爱妻子
says,
如同基督爱教会为教会舍己
It says, husband, love your wife as Christ has loved the church and given himself up for the church.
我就把这个舍己的意义呢稍微跟他说了一下
I did explain to him a little bit about self-sacrifice.
说完的时候呢我有一个感觉
And after I said it, I had a sense in my heart.
发现这个神的话呢在他心里头啊，就好像碰钉子一样。
I felt that the word of God bounced back in his heart.
对，弟兄翻译哈，那话又弹回来了。
The word did not take root, but it bounced back.
这丈夫爱妻子这句话呢，不能够在他心里头能够扎根。
So the word cannot take root.
进不去。
And it cannot enter in.
我们看见乃是那天然的己在里头，是那样的刚硬。
Because we see the natural self is so hard.
为了自己的地位，为了自己的利益，为了自己的理由，在那里抵挡神的话。
For our own benefit, for our own reasons and our own positions, we resist God's words.
结果当然这个婚就结，可能就结不成了。
So, this marriage did not happen.
所以弟兄姐妹，当我们来读主的话语、听主话语的时候
，As we read God's word and listen to God's word,
有一个很重要的态度，我们乃是为我们自己读的。
Very often we read it for ourselves.
很多时候我们都替别人读神的话
And very often we listen to God's word and read it so that we can tell others.
所以我们的心向着主的话是那样的刚硬
so, But our own heart became hardened towards God's word.
所以愿主帮助我们
May the Lord help us.
叫我们一方面对付我们隐藏已久的罪恶
On one hand we need to deal with our hidden sins.
一方面我们能够舍己背起十字架来读主的话语。
On another hand, we need to deny ourselves and take up the cross to read His words.
借着读主的话语，我们能够来跟随我们的主。
When we read the Bible, let us follow the Lord.
然后第三种情形，乃是讲到这种子撒在荆棘里。
The third condition, the seed fell into the among the thorns.
主耶稣解释这荆棘的地呢是什么样的情形呢
？And the Lord Jesus explained about the thorns.
他就讲到说哈，就人的心里头呢，被这个今生的思虑，还有钱财厌乐的迷惑给挤住了。
He said the word of God was choked by the riches and the worries and the pleasures of life.
所以这种情形就是神的话呢，虽然进到人的心里头
，So even though the word of God came into the man's heart,
人听见了也明白了。
The man heard it and understood it.
所以这个神的话呢，在心里头呢，他也扎根了，他也成长了。
The word of God took some root in the heart and started to grow.
但是他还在长的时候呢
，But while it's still growing,
就好多的荆棘给他挤住。
Many thorns came up and choked it.
结果呢，这样的种子呢， 也不能结出那丰满的果实。
As a result, such seed cannot bear fruit.
它还是不能够叫神的心意得着满足。
And it cannot please God's heart.
我们看见这个不能结实呢，我们看见乃是神的话语在我们听见的人身上不能够产生一个功效。
It cannot bear fruit because we see that the word of God did not take any effect in the man's heart.
我们知道神的话语里头乃是蕴藏着生命。
We know the word of God has life within.
这生命就是主自己的生命。
Which is the life of our Lord Jesus himself.
所以这生命的种子它不仅是神的话它也是主的自己。
So the word of God not only is, the seed of life not only is the word of God, but also is Jesus Christ himself.
所以神的心意乃是盼望我们能够领受这生命的种子。这生命的话语进到我们心里。
And God's desire is so that the life, the seed of life can enter into our heart.
就是叫主的生命在我们里头能够越过越丰盛。
So that his life will live out in abundance.
就叫主的话语在我们身上能够渐渐形成基督的性格。
And his word can cause the characters of Christ be formed in us.
叫我们能够越来越像我们的主。
So that we can live more and more like our Jesus.
叫我们都能够被磨成神儿子的形象 能够进到神的荣耀里
we can all be conformed to the likeness of Christ and to enter into God's glory.
所以我们看见在荆棘里的种子虽然它生扎根了也生长了
So these seeds that fell among the thorns even though it took root and started to grow.
但在人的心里头有许多的荆棘把它给挤住
But there are many thorns in our hearts that choked it.
我们知道贪财乃是万恶之根
We know God saidThe love of money is the root of all evil.
这个钱财啊，贪爱钱财，在我们心里头，它是一个很厉害的荆棘。
The love of money is a very serious thorn in us.
它是万恶之根。
It is the root of all evil.
所有的邪恶、邪恶的罪恶呢，它的根源呢，都在这里。
All evil and wickedness come from this root.
所以你看荆棘啊，你不需要给它太多营养水分的。
We see the thorns, you don't need to give it a lot of nutrients.
它长得特别好。
It grows very fast.
你看那个
very well.
我们德州干旱的过程当中，干旱的期间啊，很多的那个农那个植物的可能都枯死了。
We see through the drought that we had.Many plants withered away.
但荆棘总是长得特别好。
But the thorns always grow very well.
特别茂盛。
And it grows very fast.
我们看见这个贪爱，不管是钱财或其他世界上的东西，它乃是万恶之根。
We see the love of money, not just money, but all the things of the world. The love for these things is the root of all evil.
这个贪心啊，在我们心里头呢，就长出了许多的荆棘来。
This greed will cause many thorns to grow up in our hearts.
这些荆棘就把神的话在我们心里头就挤住了，
and these,
叫神的话不能够结实。
These thorns will choke the word of God so that it cannot bear fruit.
这些不好的荆棘我们知道，
we know
我们应该要除掉。
And we know about these evil thorns.
但是有一些啊，世上的思虑啊，我们觉得。没有什么不好。
And there are many worries of life. We don't think they're evil.
我们觉得挺对的，挺有道理。
We don't think they're necessarily bad. Rather, we think they are reasonable.
这世上的思虑有哪些呢？
What are these worries of life?
是我们都非常熟悉的。
We know them very well.
年轻的时候呢，我们就是尽力的想要拿 A.
When we're young, we try our best to get an A at school.
还不是几门 A 就可以，要 straight A.
Not just a few A's, but straight A.
然后呢，我们拿了这个都是 A 呢，为了要什么？就是要能够进名校。
And we get receive straight A's so that we can enter into good college.
所以我们年轻的时候呢，就拿这个 straight A 呢，然后要进名校呢，就成为我们的今生的思虑。
So this become the worry of our life.
它就成为我们心中的荆棘。
And became a thorn in our heart.
毕业以后
，After we have graduated,
我们的工作还有我们跟老板同事的。相处的关系也成为我们今生的思虑。
Our work, our career, our relationship between boss and co-workers became our life, became our worries.
然后不久呢，我们那个功成名就，然后准备要结婚。
Very quickly, our career is established. We want to get married.
这个找对象结婚这件事情也成为我们的思虑。
Looking for a spouse became our worry.
然后感谢主，找到了一个很好的伴侣，结了婚以后生孩子。
And by God's grace, you find a good spouse and got married and had children.
这孩子一生之后啊，这个今生的思虑就更加的多。
And as soon as a child is born, you have even more worries in life.
然后呢，孩子好多好多事情就成为我们很大一部分的思虑。
And all of your children's worry become your worry.
这些思虑都成为我们心中的荆棘。
And all of these became thorns in your heart.
慢慢年纪，小孩长大，我们年纪也老迈了。
And very quickly, your children will grow up and will become old.
我们开始为着我们身体健康，也开始有了思虑。
We start to worry about our health.
弟兄姐妹，如果我们心中被这些所有的思虑给充满的话
，If our heart is filled by all these worries.
主的话语进到我们心里头，就像是种子落在荆棘地里头。
Then the word of God will enter into our heart as if it entered into a thorny place.
它就被许多的荆棘给挤住。
It will be choked by all the thorns.
它结果还是不能够结实。
At the end, it cannot bear fruit.
不能够叫主的心得着满足。
It cannot please God's heart.
主耶稣在马太福音第七章告诉我们，你们要先求他的国和他的义。
In Matthew chapter 7, he said very clearly, seek first.His kingdom and His righteousness.
兄姐妹，既然我们知道我们心里面有这么多许多的荆棘在我们心里
，and we know if there are so many thorns in our heart,
靠着我们自己，我们实在是没有办法一个一个的把这些荆棘给除掉。
And by our own strength, we cannot deal with every one of these thorns one by one.
因为这些思虑在我们心里头，实在是成为我们许多的残累。
Because they have become burdens, that encumbers our heart.
但主的话告诉我们说，要先求他的国和他的义。
But the word of God tells us.We need to seek first His kingdom and His righteousness.
他说这一些东西，我们刚刚所提到这一切的东西，主都要加给我。
And all of these will be given unto you. All the things we mentioned before will be given unto you.
当我们是照着主的话来先求他的国和他的义。
If we follow His word and seek first His kingdom and His righteousness.
当主把这一切东西都加给我们的时候，这些东西就不会成为我们的思虑。
Then when the Lord gives unto you all these things that He promised,They will not be your worries.
兄姐妹，关键在哪里？你们听明白了吗
？You understand where the key and the secret is?
是在于那个优先次序。
It is about that priority.
如果我们把任何的人事物放在神的国、神的义之前
，If we put anything, any matter, or any people before God,
这任何一样东西都可能在我们心里面成为那个荆棘。
Any of these things will become a thorn in our heart.
它会把主的话给挤住。
It will choke.The word of God.
但是主给我们一个非常有智慧的秘诀。
But the Lord has given us a secret which is full of wisdom.
说你们只要先求神的国和神的义。
Seek ye first the kingdom and
his righteousness. 这些东西神都还要加给我们。
All of these things will be given unto you.
当这些东西加给我们的时候，它并不成为我们的思虑。
And when these things are added to us, they will not be our worries.
好叫我们的心能够让神的话在里头。向下扎根，向上成长，结出果实来。
In our heart, God's word can take root downward and bear fruit upward.
弟兄姐妹，你们有没有想过，为什么我们今天常常觉得我们没有时间读神的话
？Have you thought about why you always feel that there is not enough time to read God's word?
还是今天我们每个人的生活都非常的忙碌
？Because our lives are so busy.
到那个地步呢，我们感觉到我们好像没有时间能够安静的来读主的话语。
To a point, we felt that we don't have a quiet time to read God's word.
为什么我们会有这样的情形
？How have we fallen into such condition?
乃是因为我们没有把读神话语这件事摆在优先的次序上。
Perhaps reading God's word has not been our priority.
我们用我们养育孩子做一个例子。
We'll give you an example as when we.Raise children.
就是我们做父母亲的哈，我们常常会不厌其烦的每天问孩子说，吃饭了没有？洗澡了没有？做功课了没有？弹钢琴了没有
？As parents, we will never grow tired of asking or nagging our children, "Have you done your homework? Have you eaten food? Have you taken a shower? Have you done practice piano?"
就是各式各样的这个。家那个 chores 啊，是不是都做完了
？Have you done all the chores I've given you？
没做完，我们就很紧张，很担心。
If they haven't finished any of those, we become worried.
我们的生活啊，好像跟孩子在那打仗一样。
And our life before our children as if it's a fight.
但是我们好像似乎很少，或是很晚的时间呢，才问孩子说，如果想到的话，说读圣经了没有
？Very seldomly, or until very late, we'll remember, to ask them, "Oh, have you read your Bible?"
为什么我们对孩子读主的话语这件事情，我们看得那样的轻呢
？Why do we look so lightly upon the matter of reading the Bible？
我相信有一个很主要的原因，乃是我们不觉得孩子没有读主的话语会有什么样的关系。
Because we Perhaps there's a reason because we didn't think that there will be any consequence if they do not read God's word.
孩子如果功课没做，如果没有好好的预习，没有好好读书的话，他可能考试就不能拿 A。
If they do not do their homework, if they do not study, then there is a consequence that they will not receive an A.
我们对于这些我们看得见这些事情呢，它是有一个后果的事情，我们特别在意，特别关心。
We care a lot for all these things that has visible consequence.
我们钢琴如果没有练好。
If you don't practice piano,
到时候要 recital,
before when recital comes,
以后可能还要参加 all state,
and you try to go to all state competition,
我们都觉得很关心，很在意。
You care so much for all these things.
但是我们孩子他没有好好在主的面前来读主的话语。
But if your children do not spend quality time before the Lord to read His words,
他没有好好领受神的话语。
If they do not receive God's words,
他没有好好来追求主，来爱主。
If they do not truly seek after the Lord and love the Lord.
姐妹，我们有没有想过那个 consequence 是什么？
Have you thought about what the consequence would be?
那个后果是什么？
What would be the result?
等到有一天主回来的时候，
Until one day the Lord returns,
或等到我们去见主，站在审判台前的时候，
Or even as we go to the Lord and stand before the judgment seat,
姐妹，我们的心会不会十分的懊悔？
Would there be a regret in your heart?
我们忽略了那永存的。
You have ignored that which is everlasting.
我们为着许多世上的思虑在那里忧心。
For all these temporal worries of life.
所以盼望在那个日子之前，我们实在是能够看重什么是真正有价值。
Before that day comes, may we truly treasure what is valuable.
所以在我们心里头有这么多许许多多今生的思虑。
So with all these worries of the world,
我们实在是没有办法来一一的来研究，来想办法如何除掉它。
We cannot study and deal with everyone one by one.
我们也没有那个能力来除掉心中所有的荆棘。
Nor do we have ability in ourselves to deal with the thorns.
但感谢主，我们虽然不能，但是我们的主能。
Even though we're unable, we thank the Lord that He is able.
也主给我们一个非常简单的一条路。
He gave us a very simple way.
就是先求他的国和他的义。
Seek first His kingdom and His righteousness.
把神的国和神的义摆在最优先的地位上。
Put His kingdom and His righteousness as
不是在孩子的工作、孩子的课外活动、孩子的音乐各样的学习呢？其中呢，我们也安排了一项是孩子跟主的关系。
It will not be just among all the other things. For example, your children's study, their extracurricular activities, and among all these things, that there is one item which is their relationship with the Lord.
如果是这样的话，当这个事情当中有冲突的时候，你发现神的国、神的义就不会在优先的地位上。
If that's the case, then when there are conflicts among the times between all these activities, then you will know that them reading the Bible or them seeking the Lord will not be the first.
弟兄姊妹，我们要看重神的国和神的义。
We need to look very important. We need to place God's kingdom as His righteousness as at the utmost priority.
我们要将顺服神的权柄和主耶稣基督的性格在我们身上的成形，把放在一个超越的地位上。
And His to have His character formed in us, to have His authority be manifested through us, should be the most priority in our life.
任何的事情、任何的活动，如果跟神的国、神的义有冲突的时候，我们盼望我们能够让主的话。让主的国、主的义得着当得的地位。
If any conflicts arises among all these other things, comparing to reading His words, may His purpose be the priority.
有没有再说一次？不是我们难。
Say it again. It's not that we can.
虽然我们是软弱的。
We are weak.
虽然我们实在是没有办法能够活出神的心意。
We have no way to live out God's purpose by ourselves.
但是只要我们有这样的一颗心。
But as long as we have this heart.
我们愿意让他居首位。
We have the attitude that he should be first.
我们愿意先求他的国和他的义。
We want to seek first his kingdom and his righteousness.
弟兄姐妹，我们相信神就能够在我们身上来成就我们所不能成就的事情。
And we know God can accomplish what we cannot accomplish.
他能够一点一点的把所有的荆棘从我们心中除去。
And he can remove the thorns one by one.
叫我们的心成为一个好土。
So that our hearts can be a good soil.
能够领受神的话语
，and he can receive God's word，
能够让神的话语能够成熟结果在我们身上
，so that His words can bear fruit unto maturity。
所以最不了这个好土呢，就很自然的，当我们前面这些问题我们都对付了之后
，all these issues are dealt，
我们呢要持守在诚实善良的心里。
Then it is very natural for the good soil to come out of a good and an honest heart.
意思就是说，我们对神的话语要诚实。
Meaning we need to be honest before the Lord.
也就是我们刚刚提到的，我们必须持守一颗清洁无愧的良心在神的面前。
We need to have a clear conscience before the Lord.
不让任何的罪恶
，so no sin.
不让任何的人事物阻隔我们跟神之间的关系。
No worries of this world, nor men, nor matters can separate us from the Lord.
我们让主的话语在我们身上得着他当得的地位。
The word of the Lord should have its rightful place in us.
早晨我们在这里敬拜主，我们说主他应该是万王之王，他是万主之主。
This morning as we worshiped him, we said that the Lord deserved to be the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords.
我们说主耶稣他是主，他是我们的王。
We say he ought to be the Lord and be the King.
我们怎么如何见证这件事情呢？
How can we testify for this thing?
乃是我们服在他话语的底下。
We need to submit ourselves under his
word. 我们让主的话语在我们身上得着绝对的地位。
That his word should have the absolute rightful place in our heart.
让主的话语在我们生活当中得着当得的地位。
That he should have the rightful place.
主能够使我们刚强。
And he can strengthen us.
主能够使我们顺服。
And he can cause us to submit.
因为他已经将圣灵保惠师赐给了我们。
Because he has already given us the counselor, the Holy Spirit.
保惠师住在我们里头。
And the helper lives within us.
他使我们的心能够成为渐渐成为那个好土。
And he can cause our heart to be a good soil.
圣灵在我们里头也为我们持守神的话语。
And the Holy Spirit is the one that holds and keeps the word of God in us.
圣灵住在我们里头就是那保惠师。
And he dwells within us as a helper.
他有一个很重要的责任，就是叫神的话语在我们身上能够结实。
He has a responsibility in us that is to help the word of God to bear fruit in us.
只要我们愿意。
As long as we're willing.
只要我们让他。
As long as we let him.
保惠师能够在我们身上来叫神的话结出果实了。
Then the helper can help us.So that the word of God can bear fruit in us.
最末了主的话说，这个好土不仅持守在诚实善良的心里，他说还要忍耐着结实。
So that at the end the word of God tells us not only the seed of the word falls into a heart that is good and honest, but also it bears fruit in perseverance.
弟兄姐妹，所有的生命的过程都是需要经过忍耐的。
Brothers and sisters, you know all.The courses of life needs perseverance.
我们知道做母亲的姐妹们怀孕的过程当中
And as sisters who are about to be mothers
她要经过许多的辛苦艰难要许多的忍耐
When they're pregnant, they have to go through many tribulations and many perseverance.
特别到怀孕最末了一两个月 的时间
Especially towards the last couple of months.
整个人行动非常不方便
And it's very inconvenient for all your actions.
连那个绑鞋带都没办法自己绑
It's evenDifficult for you to tie your own shoelace.
所以我们看见那个怀孕的母亲啊，她到那个时候呢，她没有一刻会忘记自己是怀孕的。
And we see these pregnant mothers, they not a moment in their life will they forget that they are pregnant.
她日日夜夜、时时刻刻，她总是被提醒。
They
这个肚子里头是有一个生命。
Day and night, moment by moment, they are reminded that there is a life within their womb.
但是她却是欢欢喜喜的忍耐、盼望。
But they persevere with joy because they have a hope.
因为他知道有个生命要生出来。
Because they know a child will be born.
今天神的话语持守在我们善良纯全的心里头，我们要忍耐的结实，也是这样。
Today, the word of God is kept in our good and honest heart, and to bear fruit in perseverance is the same way.
今天如果神的话语真是落在我们心田这个好土里头。
If the word of God truly falls into good soil,
神的话语在我们心里是有分量的。
And there is a weight of His word.
它会叫我们是有感觉的。
And it causes us to have a sense.
可能白天有感觉，晚上睡觉还有感觉。
And during the day, we'll have this sense when we go to sleep. We'll still have a sense.
因为神的话语里头是有生命。
Because there's a life in His word.
这个生命要成长。
And this life wants to grow.
这生命要结出果实来。
This life wants to bear fruit.
所以我们必须要经过忍耐。
So we have to persevere.
我们要借着忍耐呢，好叫神的话语在我们身上能够结出果实。
Through perseverance, the word of God can bear fruit in us.
就如保罗对加拉太的圣徒这样子说。
Just as Paul said to the saints in Galatia.
他说：“小子啊，我为你们再受生产之苦。
”He says, "My sons, I go through the pain of childbirth for you."
只等到基督在你们身上成形。
Until Christ is formed in you.
直等到基督成形在你们心里。
Until Christ is formed in your heart.
所以弟兄姐妹，神的话语在我们身上要结实100倍、60倍、30倍，是需要经过忍耐。
So for the word of God to bear fruit and yield crops 100-fold, 60-fold, or 30-fold, we need perseverance.
感谢主，主耶稣在说完这个比喻最末了的时候，他说了一句话。
We thank the Lord after he explained the parable. He said one word.
主说，有耳可听的就应当听。
He says.Those who has ear, let him hear.
弟兄姐妹，今天我们的耳朵是蒙福的。
Brothers and sisters, our ears are truly blessed today.
今天我们的心也是蒙福。
Our heart are also blessed.
主最后再提醒我们说，应当听。
He again reminds us, let him hear.
弟兄姐妹，不是可听可不听。
Not just that you can hear or not.
这天国的信息是何等的重要。
How important is this message of the kingdom of God?
主告诉我们说，应当听。
The Lord tells us, hear the word of the Lord.
要用心的听。
And hear it with your heart.
要谨慎的听。
To hear it very seriously.
因为我们能够这样子来领受神的话语。
So that we can receive God's word.
持守在我们诚实善良的心里。
Let the word of God be kept in the good.
除掉我们心中一切的刚硬，一切的石头。
And to be kept in the good and honest heart.And we can remove all the stones.
我们从心里头愿意让主居首位。
That from our heart there is a willingness that the Lord be first.
让主的话语在我们生活当中得着他所当得的地位。
That the word of God can receive its rightful place in our life.
好叫我们也能够忍耐着结实。
So that we can also persevere and bear fruit.
叫主的话在我们身上结出那100倍、60倍。30倍的果实，
叫荣耀
归给神。
That the word of Lord can bear fruit 100-fold, 60-fold, and 30-fold, that all glory be given unto Him.
好，让我们再一起祷告。
Let us bow our head in prayers.
主，我们的交通是何等的有限。
Lord, how limited is our fellowship?
主，我们仰望圣灵在我们。每一个人心里面继续做那扎根的工作。
So we look up to your Holy Spirit to do a work in our hearts so that your word can take root.
主，愿你在向我们耳朵，在我们的向我们的心说话。
May you speak again into our ears, into our hearts.
主，叫我们有耳可听的都应当听。
Let those who have an ear, let them hear.
主，叫我们能够存着诚实善良的心领受你的话语。
May you give us a good and honest heart so that we can receive your words.
主，叫我们愿意让你的话语在我们身上得着他所当得的地位。
So that your word can receive its rightful place in our life.
主，我们知道我们不能。
We know that we cannot.
但主，我们愿意把自己奉献在你的手里。
We want to offer ourselves into your hands.
我们实在是愿意拣选你的国，拣选你的义。
We want to choose your kingdom and your righteousness.
我们实在是愿意你的国，你的义得着。所当得的地位。
Truly, may your kingdom and righteousness receive its rightful place.
我们实在是需要你的怜悯。
We need your mercy.
我们需要你的拯救。
We need your deliverance.
主，你若不拯救我们，我们就灭亡。
If you do not deliver us, we will perish.
主，因为时间是那样的紧迫。
We know the time is short.
主啊，你很快就要回来。
And you are coming soon.
主啊，若是我在我们身上没有结出那果实。
If there is no fruit in us.
主啊，我们如何能够面对你？
How can we face you?
主，你的心是何等的失望。
Lord, your heart will be disappointed.
主，愿你来怜悯我们。
So may you have mercy.
主，叫我们能够彼此代祷。
That today we can intercede for one another.
主，好叫你的话能够落在好土里。
So that your word can fall upon good soil.
能够向下扎根，向上成长。
That you will take root downward and bear fruit upward.
主，能够在我们每个听见的人心里面结出那丰满的果实。
For every heart that hears, may you bear fruit in abundance.
主，是为着你的心。
It is for your heart.
为着你的心得着满足。
It is for the pleasure of your heart.
主，帮助我们。
Lord, may you help us.
听我们祷告，奉主耶稣基督的。
Hear our prayers in Jesus' name.